are listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website www.lmc.org.au.
This morning we're going to look at the life of Billy Graham. And some of you would know Billy Graham or know of him. How many people do actually know of Billy Graham? That's interesting. How many people, apart from if I'd said it, wouldn't have known of Billy Graham? Hands up. Yeah, that's interesting. I was in a meeting this week with somebody and I said, "Do you know Billy Graham?" And they said, "No, who's he?" And it's a strange thing, but on the same token, he was a generation back in the real sense of the word. The reason I want us to look, if we could give out those fact sheets, please. There's some sheets coming out. If you need a pen, there's some fill-ins. That's so you don't fall asleep. We're going to look at a DVD this morning. And I'd like you to fill in the sheets. One of the reasons I'm doing this is because on the 16th of February, we have the Graham Tour. And not that the Graham Tour is going to be anything like what Billy Graham's ministry was in regard to the numbers, but the principles don't change. And part of what we're doing this year and part of what I believe God is challenging us this year is Jesus is the light of the world and Jesus is living water. And our world needs Jesus. Our country needs Jesus. Our community needs Jesus. Our schools need Jesus. And so as we listen and watch this DVD, I want you to look at the principles. I want you to look at some of the strengths, some of the things that are talked about in the DVD. And at the end of the DVD, I'll just wrap it up with a couple of thoughts. But let me give you a scripture as we start this morning. It says, "How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear him without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As this is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news." The challenge for all of us is that we are to take the gospel out into the world. We're to take the gospel into the workplace. We're to take the gospel into our schools. We're to take the gospel to our family, to our friends. And again, unfortunately for our society, there's a whole generation or two now that have never grown up with Jesus as one of their words in their vocab. You watch the quiz shows on television and they say, "What are the four gospels?" and people don't remember them. When they talk about the shepherd in the Bible and the quiz show I watched the other day, someone said Joseph, whereas Jesus is the good shepherd. And so we're looking at a generation that hasn't heard, that doesn't know. Yet in another way, that makes them open sieves to receive good news as they look at the darknesses, that they sense the heaviness in the world that we live. Romans 10:17 says, "So comes from hearing, or faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of God." The way I say it and the way I understand that scripture is, so faith, a moral conviction or assurance of the truthfulness of God, especially the reliance upon Christ for salvation, comes from hearing. It's the thing that is heard. Hearing through the word. And that word there, that breakdown of the word, doesn't mean logos. It doesn't mean the Bible. It means the rhema. It means the revealed word of God. And one of the things that you will see as you listen to Billy Graham, the message that he spoke was incredibly simple. But he would say that God prepared the heart of man. And as he spoke, the word was revealed to them. And as I wrap up at the end, I'll show you something that's incredibly, it's just amazing what is happening around the world at the moment in regard to people coming to Christ. They're coming to Christ not because they're being spoken to, but because God is revealing himself to them. God is placing his word within them. And so this morning, as we listen to the word, as we listen to this DVD, as we watch this incredible man that God used. And just so you know, 3.6 million people made a decision for Christ through Billy Graham's ministry. 3.6 million people. And so just watch and enjoy and be amazed at just the power of God on somebody's life who is prepared to be committed to serve God in a mighty way. Can we show that DVD? Thanks, Cayman.
please see the link in the description to watch the Billy Graham A Life Remembered video, or continue listening for Pastor Graham's message.
Amazing ministry, wasn't it? Amazing man. But it's not the man, as he said. He was sometimes embarrassed with his name out front because he wanted Christ to glorify. So let's see if you got it right on the sheets. He was born in 1918. His name was William Franklin Graham. He was saved under Mordecai Ham. He vowed to God, "I want to be what you want, and I want to do what you want." What an incredible vow. I want to be what you want, and I want to do what you want. The thing I saw as we watched, or as I watched that and have watched it many times, there were small beginnings. The Bible says, prove yourself faithful in the little things and I'll give you bigger things. And if you looked at the original churches that he preached in and taught in, they were small local country churches, small beginnings. Let's not decry. Let's not put down the small things that God has us do. One of the things that stood out to me was that he was challenged to hone his skills. It wasn't natural to him. He honed his skills. He studied and he practiced preaching. 4 messages, 8 minutes each, all in one go. And he thought they were 45-minute lessons. The other thing that stood out, another thing was that there was no Billy Graham without Ruth Graham. What an amazing lady. She's written some fantastic books, and if you want to read good books, you go to Billy Graham's website and start looking at some of the material. There's a lot of e-books there you can get, but Ruth Graham's books are just brilliant. She was a lady of the word, and I studied one of her books on Luke some time ago, and it was just fascinating to read and to see the insights that she had into the book of Luke. Billy gathered a team around him. How often we need to have a team. You know, there was strong men and, of course, Ruth behind Billy Graham, behind the Billy Graham Association. And that association is a mammoth juggernaut right now, doing amazing work. Ruth Graham, George Beverly Shea, Cliff Barrows, Grady Wilson and T.W. Wilson. T.W. Wilson lived just down the road from Billy. And when Billy would go on his ministries, he'd pick up T.W. on his way. And T.W. travelled everywhere with Billy. In fact, Billy wouldn't go into a place until T.W. had gone before to make certain that it was safe. He would never sleep in a room on his own, just in case somebody accused him of having a prostitute in the room. T.W. always went first, always checked out the hotel, the motels, always stayed in the same room. And they had 4 things that they stood for, that they made certain that they were going to hold true to, hold each other accountable to, so that it didn't bring disrepute to the Word of God. Moral integrity, financial integrity, respect for the local church, and truth in the public sphere or public square. You know, I talked to our team because I heard it myself from Pastor Oxy, 3 things that we fail in. Girls, glamour, glory, or dames, dollars, doctrine, or morals, money, or ministry. You know, we need to make certain that we hold ourselves true and accountable. And I love the fact that Billy Graham had those 4 things. In fact, one of Billy Graham's books on leadership, which I just love, talked about that financial integrity, and it said that he would never go into a city without paying all of the things up front or within 7 days of being in that city, because the church had such bad reputation for paying bills, because the church would think God would pay. And so Billy Graham said that he made certain that he paid all his bills within 7 days, if not cash, before he went in. And because of that, especially with some of those really big crusades, which is a lot of money, he was able to get any building, he'd be able to get any supplies that he wanted, because people knew that they were going to get the money. One of the things that we've established here is that we pay all of our bills within 7 days. We make certain that everything is paid for up front if we possibly can, so that there is no disrepute to what God is doing. And it's out of that we love God. Bible is the Word of God. Remember his challenge of faith just before the Los Angeles Crusade? came to that conclusion that the Bible is the Word of God. He might not understand it all. He doesn't have to understand it all. He just has faith that the Bible is the Word of God. The other thing that I loved was that God prepares the heart of others. Our job is to share the message into those hearts. There's people that you're working with right now. There's people that you go to school with right now. There's people that you're doing university with right now. God is preparing their hearts. They just need somebody to share the message. The sacrifice on the family stood out. And again, I just honour Ruth Graham. I honour the family. And when you think that there's three generations now ministering, well, Billy obviously is not, but Franklin continues to, and Will Graham, Franklin's son, now continues to as well. Just the impact and the way that that family has stood together. Not a criticism in any way, shape or form. And again, just a fantastic testimony. What was his purpose? His purpose was to win as many hearts for Christ. And set in there, and we've talked about it already, that he set for himself the highest possible standards. His purpose was to preach the gospel, and he realized that he couldn't do it himself, so he raised up and built the Billy Graham Association as an equipping tool. And again, you go to their website, there is so many tools that we can use and download for free from that website, all set just to equip the body of Christ. He said, I know where I came from, I know where I am, and I know where I'm going. And when asked what he wanted to be remembered for after he had passed on, he said, integrity, faithful to the call, and that I love God with all my heart. And at the end, we read that thing. Someday you will read or hear that Billy Graham is dead. Can I have the slide? Thanks. Someday you will read or hear that Billy Graham is dead. Don't you believe a word of it. I shall be more alive then than I am now. I will have gone into the presence of God. So what now? We know that methods have changed, but those principles continue. There might not be the massive crusades that were once then, but Billy Graham and Evangelistic Association continues. Their mission hasn't changed. The mission is of BGA is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to all we can, using every effective method available to equip the church and others to do the same. 70 years, three generations, one message of hope. Will Graham comes to Australia every year. Will Graham spends all of his time in outback Australia. Last year he did a crusade or did his campaign in Kalgoorlie. The year before it was in Tamworth. He has a real passion for the country, real passion for just country people. And he's an amazing young man and has an incredible grace and anointing upon him. If you notice, Billy Graham was one of the forerunners in television and radio ministry. And so things have changed a little bit. The method has changed. And if you look at that little slide, just look at the graph there. In Billy Graham's ministry, before he handed over to Franklin Graham, 3.6 million people came to the Lord. Since Franklin Graham has taken over, it's gone to 26 million people who have indicated and confessed Christ as Lord and Saviour. The change has been that they've gone from crusade ministry to internet ministry. And they have invested and spent so much money in developing internet programs. And as I said before, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Through the Billy Graham Association and other organisations, of course, there is so many people now getting saved, particularly in the Muslim countries, through the internet program. They've developed internet programs that are untraceable so that people who go onto them cannot be found out and persecuted. People are giving their hearts to the Lord like you would not believe. And one of the things that Franklin Graham, I was at a meeting just recently with, not Franklin, but some of the BGA guys, and one of the things they said was that people are having dreams, hearing the name of Jesus in their dreams and going to the websites, even getting pictures of the website in their dreams, and testifying to the fact of coming to Christ. So, you know, it might not be a crusade, it might not be a Franklin Graham or a Graham tour event that's going to lead people to the Lord, but the most important part, and this is the challenge that I want to get across to you today, is this scripture. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. Challenge I want to give to you this year and obviously years in front is that are we going to share the message of Christ? Are we going to share the love of Christ? Are we going to share what God has done in our hearts? Are we going to have a sensitivity to the leading of the Holy Spirit? Or are we going to hold back just because we're embarrassed? I'm not embarrassed for what Christ has done. And the more I see darkness happening around us, the more I realize that we carry the light of Christ. So then faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. God prepares their hearts. Our job is to share the message into those hearts. Can we pray? Father, I pray that you would overshadow us all, and that, Lord God, as we've been a witness today to just the incredible life of Billy Graham, we thank you for the man, and we recognize that he was just a man. But Lord God, we recognize that he was a man that sold himself out for you, a man that gave himself for you, a man that, Lord God, purposed to serve you with all his heart. And Father, that he stayed true to the mission, he stayed true to the call, he stayed true to those principles of your word. Lord God, he was a simple man who just believed your word. And Lord God, he shared your word. And Father, through that, you opened the door for him into many areas. And Lord, I believe that you would open the door to us to share the gospel as people see you in our lives. So I pray for those that you will put on our hearts to witness to. Father, I pray for those around us that watch us, those in our workplaces, those in our neighborhoods, those that we come in contact with on a daily basis. Lord, I pray that you would challenge us that we are carrying the light-giving message, a message of hope, a message of truth, a message, Lord God, that would and can impact this world. And so, Father, I know that God is not dead. I know that you are alive. And Lord, I know that you want to impact our community and that you have raised us in this church, in this area, to impact the community around us through the ministry and the missions of this church, whether it be the school or the Oxy Kids or the basketball. Lord God, whether it be the outreaches into all of the little things that we do. Lord, I pray that we would truly recognize that we're carrying your message. Have your way, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.